Hi there. The word for you today is, what's your greatest weakness? In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, God spoke to Paul, who was struggling, and this is what God told him, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. Self-help gurus assure us that we can overcome any weakness. So it must be true, right? Look around you. The evidence doesn't show it, does it? What we have seen, however, are people who, with God's help, have changed their lives by building on time-tested scriptural principles. Trying to, quote, cure your weakness just wastes valuable time and energy that could be redirected toward healthier pursuits. For example, when an addict stays clean, does that mean they're no longer vulnerable in that area? You know it doesn't, no? It just means that they have filled the vacuum with something better. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, the temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. But what about all those socially acceptable weaknesses that masquerade as strengths? I'm talking about things like perfectionism, or materialism, or judgmentalism, or status-seeking. Many who would be ashamed to admit that they're an alcoholic are proud to be a workaholic. Driven by fear and obsessed by time, they're totally focused on doing instead of being. That is, until their obsession with not having enough or being enough lands them in cardiac rehab, bargaining with God for another chance. Come on. Constantly dwelling on a weakness just reinforces it, whereas applying the scriptural solution brings results. And the good news is, you don't have to do it alone. God is available right now here today to help you. He told Paul, and the message is for you too, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness.